College student athletes are no strangers to attention, but this Black Lives Matter movement has thrust them into a new role.
Being uncomfortable is how you grow. That's the approach we took.
That's ISU student leader and volleyball player Kendi Hilliard. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Denver on Frontier Airlines. The Mile High City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, July 16th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Governor J.B. Pritzker introducing a plan to address any resurgence in coronavirus cases here, like what's already happening in other states. Pritzker says Illinois is doing well combating the virus thanks to increased testing and expanded contact tracing efforts.
This virus has not gone away. It's still infecting people, and it will likely continue doing that for months to come. Illinois' ability to manage COVID-19 looks a whole lot better than it did at the beginning.
Pritzker says he'll put more restrictions in place if trends in data indicate a potential problem. Those indicators include 3 days in a row of more than 8% of people tested getting a positive result, or a sustained rise in the positivity rate and more hospital admissions. At 3%, Illinois has one of the lowest testing positivity rates in the country. McLean County's number is even lower at 2.2%. Pritzker's new plan breaks the state into 11 regions instead of 4. McLean County is in the North Central region. Pritzker says the goal of the new regions is to ensure people who need hospital care can get it and to target where most outbreaks are occurring.
We're focusing on detecting and mitigating localized outbreaks by working with municipalities and counties to take targeted steps to contain outbreaks.
The plan has a tiered approach for regions that need to combat a resurgence in COVID-19. It depends on the severity of the outbreaks. It suggests tougher restrictions like reducing indoor restaurant capacity or temporarily shutting down businesses where those outbreaks occur. Pritzker says the state can't reach the final phase of reopening, phase 5, until there's a vaccine or effective treatment available. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. There were 4 new cases of the coronavirus reported yesterday. Also, a 5th Normal firefighter has now tested positive. The pace of new job losses in Bloomington Normal caused by the pandemic slowed for a second straight month in June. That's according to new data from the state. Still, initial jobless claims for area residents suggest over 15,000 people lost a job since March. And Bloomington and Normal public libraries say they're no longer going to collect overdue fines. All old fines will be forgiven, too. Patrons may still be charged for lost or damaged items in the future. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. Over 250 student-athletes at Illinois State University gathered this week, virtually, of course, for a special discussion about some of the biggest issues of the day: race, justice, discrimination, microaggressions they've experienced here at ISU, where they stand on kneeling during the national anthem before a game. The Student Athlete Advisory Committee organized the event. I spoke with SAC president and softball player Andrea Corsi and vice president and volleyball player Kendi Hilliard. Andrea spoke first.
We're really tapping into the experiences of student athletes that they've either had on campus or they've had at some point throughout their life. And we heard from a variety of student athletes, which was great. We heard from different races. We heard from different sports. We heard from different genders. So it was really great to see everyone's perspective.
We also opened it up for student athletes who have questions about how they can talk to their coaches, talk to administration, or just talk to their reps, like if they had a problem of what to discuss and if this was the right way to move forward. We opened that space to where they could be able to move forward and understand that this is a super important topic and we should be doing the correct steps.
College student athletes have been way out in front on Black Lives Matter here as of late. One notable example I can think of is the University of Texas, where some student athletes actually refused to participate in recruiting incoming players or showing up at like donor events if officials there didn't respond to this list of demands that they came out with. Do you feel a special responsibility to speak up, given your high-profile role in the student body here?
We do have a purpose to maybe be a little more outspoken, whether that makes us feel uncomfortable or not. I think being uncomfortable, like Candy was saying, is when you do grow, when you do challenge yourself and get yourself to do things that you're not used to doing. So when we applied for these positions, we knew that that came with power, and we knew that that came with a certain level of responsibility. We may have not ever envisioned that we would have done this in less than like 3 months of having these roles and responsibilities. But I do think that we have a platform now bigger than ourselves, bigger than just our teams too, because it's one thing. This is my second year being a captain on a softball team. It's one thing to use that platform as a captain on my team to create change as a team. It's another thing to go beyond that. And now Kendi and I are now a face people can go to. People correspond in their head with being a leader in Illinois State athletics.
When we signed on, I know for myself, I wanted to make sure we had a voice for all student athletes, but this forum was for our Black student athletes and myself to have a voice and be open to this discussion with their teammates. And I know like someone reached out to me today and they're like, I didn't know that our athletic department was this big to where I could just reach out to another sport in another team and have this discussion. So the fact that y'all created this program means a lot, and I appreciated being able to go to a volleyball player, as a football player, as a men's basketball, as women's basketball. And
what are we going to see this fall into, you know, next spring, fall sports and spring sports with ISU student athletes? Are we going to see more kneeling during the national anthem, for example?
Can't really go into too many details about who is going to do what, but I think with the discussion, people know where us as student athletes stand.
There will be many different ways people will support. I think that was a big thing I took away from the call, was that there are many ways to show your support, whether it is kneeling, whether it is, I know Candy mentioned writing something. Maybe you write it on your headband. I think she said maybe you write it on your shoe, something to where you are in support in some way. And like I said, big or small, I think that that's a big step forward. And I think that we definitely will see that moving forward.
That's ISU Student Athlete Advisory Committee President and softball player Andrea Corsi, joined by Vice President and volleyball player Kennedy Hilliard. Before we let you go, there's an all-faculty meeting at ISU tonight at 6, that's online, to discuss concerns about the fall reopening. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Denver on Frontier Airlines. The Mile High City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.